Bishop David Onimusi presents An Extraordinary Life. This is Salem International Christian Center, a people full of prayer, a people in touch with the Holy Spirit, a people too strong for the devil to defeat, a people full of power. The Extraordinary Life. Thanks for joining us once again. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jehovah, the self-existing one, the all-powerful one, the one that can do it and nobody can undo it. We worship you and we welcome you here into our midst. Thank you, Jehovah. Remain exalted. Remain honored, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we reverence your presence in our midst this morning. You are the power behind the scene. You are the chief executive of the living church of the living God. Thank you because you are here with us to translate and to transform lives today in the name of Jesus. Be honored in our midst. We reverence you in the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, we also thank you for our Father and the Lord, the Archbishop of the Commission. We lift him before you this morning, asking for your hand to be with him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The unction to function, let it rest upon him this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. We celebrate you. We worship and we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Come a better amen. A glorious amen. Hallelujah. 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 Please welcome your neighbor to this wonderful service this morning. Welcome your neighbor. Life-changing service this morning. Welcome your neighbor. Life-transforming service this morning. Welcome your neighbor. 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 It's a life-changing service. It's a life-changing service. Welcome your neighbor. Welcome your neighbor. It's a life-changing service this morning. Welcome your neighbor. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Please do take your seat. Do take your seat in God's presence. Do take your seat in God's presence, please. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you praise. We honor you, Master. We exalt you. You know, when we are here on Friday, we begin to look at what God is here to do. For the month of August, we say we are going to encounter the invisible hands of God. Amen. Come on, say the invisible. The invisible hands of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God shall do great things for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You shall not lack miracle in the month of August in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord, invisible hand of the Lord, shall orchestrate every blessing in your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's a month you shall live to remember in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout a better amen. Shout a better amen. Shout a better amen. You shall call it, this is my own month. Amen. It shall be, this is my own month. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 They say God is doing amazing things, you know, like I've been sharing with you, that everything that is said here is key to word that God gave. When I just say them, they are key to the word that God said. You know, when we, you know, said it all the time that God wants us to enter into our rest. And people sow seed of 777, praise the Lord, so we can enter into our rest. Testimonies have been coming forth for that seed. Amen. Glory be to God. I shared one with you of a sister who hit her toe after the exercise that day, went back and said, you know, while sleeping, she saw this cricket thing that usually comes to disturb her dream, you know, in her life. Came around and said, oh, so you are still alive, you are not dead yet. And he squeezed it, praise the Lord. Squeezed the head, tore it apart, amen. Destroyed. And when she left, you know, for her office the following day, you know, what did they say? A job that she had before, they said the council, they said, no, that's not what the Lord said. Glory be to God. Amen. But you know what happened? The following Thursday, the Thursday of the same week, they call her and apologize and give her something better than that. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Because the seed must answer. Amen. Glory be to God. The seed must answer. Must answer. Must answer. A sister said, I gave that seed. Not that I didn't have it, but I got the seed. I got the seed. And after the exercise, you know, the school she has taught previously, not actually as a permanent staff there, but as a, I think she was, I mean, then, you know, learning or some training, you know, they call her and said, leave the present place you are and come over. We need you urgently. And we're going to double your salary. Praise God. We want to double it. We need you urgently. Urgently. And we'll pay you double of what you are earning now. Glory be to God. That must be God. So come on, say seed answer. Come on, say seed answers. Yes. So we'll give you double of what you are getting now. Then we come around and we said, people take responsibility for the different things that are going on. And the one they gave, I said, am I going to be able to do this? This is too much. Can I handle it? But she made up her mind, I will. And after I said, I will, the telephone came. Say, we've been owing money. HMR said, we've been owing you backlog of money. And we're going to give it to you. And that's exactly what she's going to give. Come on, God is awesome. Say, let's just get into this instruction. It will help us a great day. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Come on, give the Lord a hand for these wonderful people as they are saying. The faith in my voice. Come on, give them hand. Give them hand. Give them hand. The best choir in the world. Celebrate God for them. Hallelujah. 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 You're going to see what they're going to perform in the outpouring conference. You're going to see them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll be looking at what been the topic we've been, you know, running for the past 4 weeks. Your eternal relevance. Your eternal relevance. Glory be to God. Your eternal relevance. You know, our text scripture has always been 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. And 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. These have been our text scriptures. Text scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Say, for bodily exercise profited little. Profited little. Little. Say, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is and that which is to come. So it's profitable unto all things, not just here. As I say, life is not just about what we do here on earth. It transcends it. It goes beyond it. You know, our life do not terminate here. Our being do not terminate here. It transcends this place. Glory be to God. We are going somewhere. Amen? We are all going somewhere. Like I said to us, we are pilgrims here in this place. Glory, we are strangers. Pilgrim means we are strangers. We don't belong here. One day we will leave. And every one of us understand that we will leave. We're going to leave. Praise God. No matter how long you live, you will depart this place one day. So, and Apostle Paul emphasized more on that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19. He said, if only in this world we have hope as believers, he said, of all men, we are the most miserable. Amen? We are the most miserable. That if only here on earth we have hope, that our hope is just here. That life is just about us. Everything about life is just here. Here. Just eating and drinking. Praise the Lord. So if only in this world we have hope, say, of all men, we are the most miserable. Miserable. It's miserable. Miserable. But we believe there is a higher life. We believe that we are going somewhere. We believe that after this world, we will go somewhere. You know, what is that place? We are told in scripture that there are two places. That's heaven with our Father, God, and that's hell with the devil. So, well, we believe that where we are all going is heaven. Amen? We're going to be in heaven with our Father. Glory be to God. I'm not going to be in heaven with our Father as stewards. I'm going to be in heaven with our Father as what? Kings, priests. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Occupying the mansion prepared for us. Because he said, I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come back and I'll take you to. But where I am, you shall also be there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, in my father's house there are many mansions. You know, so I will not tell you. You know, so I will not. In my father's house there are many mansions. I believe that as your days to go is getting nearer, they will begin to prepare your own mansion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. May you have your own mansion ready for you. In the name of Jesus. May you not squat with somebody else in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. May you not have a mansion on earth, and when you get there, you are in the kitchen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So eternal relevance. We'll be looking at various things that will qualify us to be relevant eternally. We talk about faithfulness the first time. We also talk about what? Availability. Glory be to God. Today we want to look at something that will take us deeper, because everything about God is progressive. Something a bit deeper, you know, than what we've been talking about. We're looking at the passion for the kingdom. Passion for the kingdom. Glory be to God. Passion for the kingdom. Passion. Passion for the kingdom. How passionate are you? Are you lukewarm towards him? How passionate are you toward the things of the kingdom? Let me say something. When you are at the forefront in the affairs of God's kingdom, then God will make sure that you occupy the front seat in life. You understand that? God will make sure you occupy the front seat in life. You know, when you are at the forefront in the affairs of God's kingdom, here or not, he will also make sure that you occupy the front seat in life. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So which means in your walk with God, you're never going to be more than your passion for him. So where you are is a function of your passion for God. If your passion is high, you occupy a high place in him. It's very scriptural. What the Bible says. Your passion for him, your desire for him. Not just for him, for the things of the kingdom. How passionate are you about the things of the kingdom? How do you drive it? How do you pursue it? Is it second to other things in your life, or is it first before other things in your life? How do you pursue the things of the kingdom? How do you relate to the things of the kingdom? Does it drive you, or you are called towards it? Or is the passion in you for the things of the kingdom? Because these are the things that God looks at. God looks at. God looks at. How fervent are you for him? How fervent are you for him? Those are the things that he looks for. Look at what the Bible says. Let's open our Bible together to Psalm 102. Let's start from there today. Psalm 102. Psalm 102. Psalm 102, verse number 13 and 14. Say, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Verse 13, the result of verse 14. Verse 13, as a result of verse 14. What does verse 14 say? For thy servant take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Thy servant take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. Take pleasure means satisfied. Satisfied. Rautar. That is the Hebrew word for that pleasure. Rautar. That is satisfied his house. Satisfy this house. Pay off whatever is in his house. Pay it off. That they are genuinely concerned about the things of God. Genuinely. Another version is that they adapt themselves to God. Praise the Lord. They get adapted to God. Get adapted to God. Vigorously adapted to God. Vigorously. Not casually. Adapted to God. They take pleasure in the stone thereof and favor the dust. The dust, They have sympathy towards it. They feel for it. They feel for the house of God. They feel for it. They sympathize towards it. You know, that's they yearn for the things of God. They feel for it. Genuinely concerned about the fears of the things of the kingdom. Like David was concerned about things of the kingdom. They are genuinely concerned. Like Hezekiah was concerned. They are genuinely concerned about the things of the kingdom. You know, when it touches God, they are concerned. When it touches God, they are moved. Their bow has moved them. Like Nehemiah was moved. Everybody heard the news of the ruin of the wall of Jerusalem. But only one man got moved. Only one man. Imagine. So many people heard about it. Some must have laughed. Some must have said, oh, what can we do now? We are helpless. No, but one man chose to stand up. Say, we can do something. It might not be in his strength. Bible says he began to seek the face of the Lord through fasting and through prayers. He knew he didn't have the strength to go. He knew he didn't have the means to go. But he knew that somebody who can make it happen. Come and say the invisible hand. Somebody can make it happen. So he began to seek the face of that person. And it became a possibility. He went and built that wall. And he stood out. He occupied the front seat. So many had it. We never had their name, but we are hearing Nehemiah's name. They shall hear your name. I said, they shall hear your name. In the name of Jesus. We are hearing Nehemiah's name. Because he yearned for the things of God. He has sympathy towards the ruined wall. He was concerned. It became a burden to him. Say, how can it be? How can it be? Why were that possible? You are mocking. What else? You are concerned about their businesses. He was praying about that ruined wall. And God said, you are the right person to send. You occupy the front seat. The passion for the kingdom. Say, when God sees that kind of person, he will arise and have mercy. Come say, God shall arise and have mercy upon us for the time to favor us. Yea, the set time is here. So when God sees people like that who yearn after his kingdom, who are concerned about his kingdom, who want to see his kingdom prosper, he say, he will arise. God will arise. Will you arise? Say, yes, I can see. So he arose on behalf of Nehemiah. He arose. He said, I am sending you. And he obtained favor on the house of the king. So that something that looked impossible became a possibility. King said, I'm sending you. You go. And whatever you need, it will be given to you. You will be furnished with supply. God shall furnish you with supplies in the name of Jesus. It's the passion you have for him. God is looking for passionate hearts. Passionate heart, people who are concerned about his kingdom, not just about themselves, who have released themselves for his cause. Say, when I see such a person, I also release myself for their cause. He shall see you. I say, he shall see you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, David said it in a better way, because he said everything about God, like I say, it's always progressive, as I was saying on Friday, very progressive. David is in Psalm 92. Look at it. Let's look at it together, Psalm 92. Let's look at those special words, specific words that we are used in Psalm 92. Very specific words. Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Let's look at verse 12 through 14. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright, is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Those that love the Lord, those that are yearning for the things of the kingdom, that concern themselves with their fears of his kingdom, they are the righteous. They shall flourish like the palm tree. Like the palm tree. You know, palm tree is an all-weather tree. It's an all-weather tree. Whether in the dry or in the wet, it's surviving. Flourishing. You never see palm tree dry. Even they got burnt by a fire, they will still be fresh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They can survive harsh weather. They can survive good weather. Anyone. The palm tree. Glory be to God. See, they shall flourish like the palm tree. It's an economic tree. Very profitable. Very useful in everything. You know, it serves humanity. From palm tree, you get so many products for your comfort. Amen. You get some good oil to rub on your face and look beautiful. Amen. From palm tree. That's not true? Good oil. Amen. You get the oil to cook your food from palm tree. Glory be to God. You get wine to gladden your heart from pine tree. Praise the Lord. All from palm tree. Amen. It's an economic tree. He said, you'll be so useful. Amen. You'll be very useful. You'll be an utility person. Utility. Overall. General. Productive. Useful. Say, you shall flourish like the palm tree. The same way palm tree is an all-weather tree. You'll be for all season, all weather. Glory be to God. You cannot be destroyed. No weather can destroy the palm tree. Even if it's burnt, it will still be fresh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Say, you shall flourish like the palm tree. Say, you shall be as strong as the cedar of Lebanon. Very strong as cedar of Lebanon. Precious cedar of Lebanon. Very strong. You know, I'm told that cedars can grow to 40 meter height. That's 130 feet. Cedar, the height. That towering high into the atmosphere, you shall tower high. Generations shall see your lifting in the name of Jesus. It shall grow like the cedar of Lebanon, towering so high, 130 feet up into the sky. That's some height, brother. That's some 130 feet. That's some height. How many story building is that? Glory be to God. 130 feet tall. Tall. He said, you shall be like it. You shall be like it. That you shall tower high. Your rising will not have any end. Glory be to God. You shall just keep rising and keep rising. Amen. You will never go back. You will never go down in the name of Jesus. Your life shall not be up and down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Towering high in him. Towering high. And the diameter of the stem of a cedar in Lebanon, we are told it's about 8 feet 2 inches. 8 feet, the get of the stem. 8 feet. What is 8 feet? You're not up to 8 feet. That's the diameter. Not the circumference. Not saying the circumference. The diameter. That if we measure across the stem, is 8 feet. That is more than your height. Praise the Lord. That if you lie down, it's more than you. Then talk about the circumference. And God said, that's how you grow. That's how you grow. A cedar of Lebanon. Stabilized. Enlarged. Stabilized. Established. Which wind can pull that one down? Tell me, which wind can pull that one down? It's tall and heavy. So wind can't pull it down. So no adversity shall bring you down. No power of the enemy shall bring you down. As you rise, you shall become so strong that the enemy cannot touch you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As tall as the cedar of Lebanon, with such a guard, 8 feet diameter. So what is essentially saying is that this person is highly established. This person is likened to a pillar of a building. Amen. Likened to a pillar in a house, in a building, a pillar in a building, a pillar. A pillar. Indispensable. Indispensable. You know, you can't dispense with a pillar in a building. If you do, you compromise the strength of the building or the integrity of the building. You can. If you do tamper with the pillar, you compromise with the strength of the building or the integrity of the building. You cannot touch a pillar. Not touch a pillar. A pillar remains forever in the building. A pillar remains as long as the building remains. A pillar is here. Glory be to God. It doesn't move. Because it's a load-bearing structure. It's a load-bearing structure. It helps bear the load. So you dare not touch the pillar. They are planted. They are established. Amen. So therefore, he goes for that. You are starting to say, and they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that are planted in the house of our God, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. They will flourish. Oh, I see Salema flourishing. Looking younger every day. looking lively every day. Glory be to God. They shall flourish in the cause of our God. That's why nobody come here and grow old. It's not possible. You know, it's not possible. Look at Busola, he's looking younger every day. I need to take new bride pride from Reverend Ade. It's me now, not your father. It's me now, it's me now. Because it's me that is making you like this. So when you come and tell him, I'm expecting a new bride pride. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Flourishing. They shall flourish in the cause of our God. Of our God. You shall be flourishing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, pillars flourish. Pillars flourish. Pillars don't dry up. That's it, that cannot dry up. Because for a tree to grow up to 130 feet high, you know how much depth the roots must have gone. Deep into the soil. So it can't lack nourishment. Nourishment. They that be planted in the house of our God. They that be planted, not scaffold, but pillars. So some believers are scaffold. God doesn't like scaffold. God wants to be a pillar so he can bless you. Scaffold are not blessed. Scaffold got broken down. Scaffold don't last. Why? Because they set them up and pull them down. I think you know that. When the work is going on, I mean, you've been watching the work going on here. You will see many scaffold. I didn't see anyone here now. They pull them down. But you are seeing the pillars. Praise the Lord. You don't pull down pillar because pillar is stand supporting the structure, holding the structure. But scaffold is just to make you walk. When you finish, you pull them and go away. May you not be a scaffold. So it's not, you see, your walk with God is not about, you know, all this kind of, all this movement. It's not about movement, not about motion, too much motions. You appear here today, tomorrow appear another place. You know, eventually nobody knows where you belong. You're like, say, a rolling stone gathers no moss. So you're really, nobody knows you. You know, you now you don't have a shepherd. You don't have a shepherd because every shepherd think you belong to another person. Because you're not there constantly, nobody see you. Glory be to God. May you not be a scaffold believer. May you be a pillar in the house of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 He said to show that the Lord is good. To show that the Lord is good. Because this man will still be flourishing. Even in old age, you'll be bearing fruit. You will not lack fruit in old age. Glory be to God. You'll still be bearing fruit. To show that God, the God of heaven, is upright. He's my rock. And there's no unrighteousness in him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So pillars are indispensable. Pillars are indispensable. I want to be a pillar. Passionate people are pillars in God's house. When you are passionate, you become a pillar in God's house. Because pillars are not, you cannot dispense with pillars. They are indispensable. They must remain. Like I said to you, if you touch the pillar, you what? You destroy the integrity of the building. You compromise the strength of the building. So you destroy it. Destroy it. When you buy a house from somebody, sometimes we bought properties. If you are restructuring, you don't touch pillars. You leave them where they are. Because if you touch them, you have destroyed the building. Praise the Lord. You don't touch them. You don't touch beams. You don't touch pillars. Because they are low-bearing structures. You don't touch them. So which means you cannot dispense with pillars. When you are a child of God who is passionate, when a child of God who is a pillar in the house, no, God can't dispense with you. He will need you. Praise the Lord. God can dispense with you. He will need you. You become God's own delight. You become a man after God's heart, like David. Because God can't do without you. He needs you. Because you're a pillar. He will keep you because you're a pillar. You're like, we cannot throw any of this pillar away. We must keep it. The same way when you're a pillar in God's house, you cannot be thrown away. The devil can't touch you because God will guide you generously. God will protect you and preserve you. Amen. That's exactly what he said to David. Look how he said to David, Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Because I want to be a pillar in God's house. Come on, say, I'll be a pillar. I'll be a pillar in God's house. In God's house. Psalm 89. Psalm 89. Verse number 20. Verse number 20. I have found David my servant. Come and say, God has found me. Come and say, God has found me. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. That's a pillar. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exert upon him, not on wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foe before his face, and plague them that hate him. Oh, come on, say, I shall have passion for my God. I must be a pillar in God's house. Because when you're a pillar, things will pray for you. You don't need to pray for it. Say, anyone trouble you, I'll beat them down. I will afflict them. Glory be to God. Say, they will become my enemy. Because we are a pillar. Because if somebody come here now and talk that pillar, oh, they're fine, you can fight the person. Amen. Ah, somebody come here and he's talking the pillar, they're fine, you fight the person. He will put his shirt away and say, this today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't touch the pillars. No, it's a low-bearing soldier because you weaken this building. You can't touch God. Say, a pillar in my house, if you touch him, I'll kill you. So be a pillar. Come on, tell your neighbor, be a pillar. Tell another person, be a pillar. So what God is saying. Say, if you do, I, the Lord, I will beat you down. Look at what he said. But he said, and I'll beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. Come on, God's faithfulness and mercy shall be with you. Oh, say a better amen to that. And in my name shall his son be exalted. I will set his son also in the sea. Come on, say wealth. Come on, say wealth. Come on, say wealth. And his right hand in the rivers. Talking about continental, intercontinental wealth. Sea across continents. River across, intra. Amen. Rivers within the nations. You don't have rivers across nations. Amen. Across continents. That's not true. You have sea across continents. Amen. Well, rivers within nations. Glory be to God. Say, your wealth will be great. Amen. Oh, be great. It's not just continental, but intercontinental. They shall hear your name in places. Amen. Come and believe it and say amen. Hear your name in places. God said, I will do that. No wonder David was just conquering nations. You go here, conquer. Go here, conquer. Just conquering nations, and they became subject to Israel. Bringing, you know, taxes and paying taxes to Israel. David enlightened the coast of Israel like no other king. Praise the Lord. He enlightened the coast of Israel. You shall enlarge your coast. I said, you shall enlarge your coast. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look how he said. Also, I'll make him my firstborn higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. And my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever. And his throne as the days of heaven. That's a pillar. Just like I said to you, as long as this building abides, this pillar will abide. Is that not true? Is that not true? As long as this building still stands, this pillar will be standing. You don't bring it down. God said, as long as my kingdom remains, you shall remain. Because you are a pillar. Glory be to God. You be a pillar. Be a pillar in God's house. Be a pillar in God's house. Be a pillar in God's house. And he says something that is very, very wonderful here. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity will strive. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor utter the things that have gone out of my lips. Oh, what's that? Say, David, because you are a pillar, you are indispensable. You are indispensable in my sight. Even if your children that succeeded you, you know, committed error, they did wrong, I will visit them with the rod. Amen. And with stripes. Amen. But my faithfulness will ever remain with you. I will never take it from you like I took from Saul. I will not take it because you are a pillar. Come, tap your neighbor like this. Be a pillar. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you see, when I see this thing, it gladdens my heart. It just makes me to love God the more. You know, more. You see, when you are a pillar, you are indispensable. You know, not just you alone, your generation. But I will never utterly take it away from you. No, you will remain in my sight forever. I will not break my covenant. Oh, imagine I can transform my generation by my work with God. I will do that. Oh, I will do that. I will do that. My children will love God and they will serve Him. And their children will love God and they will serve God. And their own children shall love God. And it will generation, it will continue. Glory be to God. They will say, the God of my father. They will say to their children, the God of my father, answer me. Your children shall say so. Your children shall say so. The God of my parent, answer me. The God of my parent. God of my parent. God of my parent. As a pillar, you can change generation. You can transform generation. Because you are a pillar in God's house. You become indispensable. I can't do without you. I can't do without you. Praise the Lord. Don't you see David committed so much errors? But God was with him. Because he was a pillar. He was a pillar. And David also know he never excused his error. Once he stole an arrow, boom, on the floor. I have sinned against you, Lord. Have mercy. When God said, David, what do you choose? 3 days of plague? 3 months of famine? Or seven years in the hand of your enemy? Famine in the land, nothing? He said, all this one, Lord, I fall into your hand. God, with thee is mercy. Mercy. He never explained his error like Saul. Saul, I sent you to go. I killed him. I did everything. I only spared the king for sacrifice and the best ram for sacrifice. No. No, David. You know, David, a man, had a visitor from far distance and came relate to him and instead of him to kill one of his many, many cattle, just fetch one out of the cattle he has to kill and satisfy his visitor, he has to go take the only ewe lamb a man has. Just one. See, this man loved that lamb so much that they even sleep in bed together. And he went and took it and slaughtered it to satisfy his visitor. David said, abomination. In this my country, abomination. That man must die. That man must, David declared the judgment quickly. That man must die. That's wickedness. Nathan look at him. They say, David, this is you. It's you. It's you. Say, hey. It's you. David, I have made you the king. I've established your kingdom. And you have so much. If the one you have is not enough, you will ask me for more and I'll give it to you. Why do you stretch your hand to the man who has only one wife? You didn't just take his wife, you killed him. David. You know, there are things you do, you don't know you have done them. There are things you do, you get carried away. You did certain things, you don't know you have done them. David thought as the king he could do anything. Nearly he was told, boom, on the floor. Fasted for 7 days, no food. Oh, have mercy, oh God. As a man who is after God's own heart. He didn't justify it like some of us do. You just wrong your wife, slap her. Instead of you to say, honey, I'm sorry. I've overreacted. If we mean to kneel down, I've overreacted. Have mercy. You say, yes. Yes. There are times you need to show them. show who? Is he a boss in arena? No, show anybody. Is it God? Is you show your power on your wife? If you have power, go and show it on the street. It's not a boxing ring, you know. It's a home, not a wrestling ring. Amen. It's a home. So you should just say, "I'm sorry, I've overreacted." If you say something words that are not palatable, say, "I'm sorry." There's nothing inside. If a woman mistakenly insults the husband, just say, "I'm sorry, sir. I overreacted." It's not like that. It's so simple. Don't justify. That's where the problem comes from. What are you justifying? David is a sin. Yes, sir. I agree. He's a sin. Amen. Because say, the Lord have also forgiven you. Forgiven you. But the consequences will stay there. Which has forgiven you. You make heaven, but the consequences will be there. You did it secretly, but your own, it will be in the public. And the sword that you have used to kill somebody will not depart from your house. It was true. His own son kill the brother. His own son raped the daughter, his sister. Some manner of thing. May we stay clear of evil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, be a pillar. Tell your neighbor, be a pillar. Be a pillar. Because pillars are load-bearing. They are load-bearing. They are indispensable. Very indispensable. You can't take them out of the place. They bear burdens. They share people's burdens. That's pillar. Burden. Look at Barnabas. They call him the son of consolation. Because he shared in the burden of the apostles. He shared in the burden of the things of the kingdom. Obviously, he had land. He sold it. And brought the money to the apostles' feet. And they were given to everyone that have need. So that needs of people were met. And they called him Barnabas. Amen. Son of consolation. That was not his name. They gave him that name. Say, you are a son of consolation. You are an encourager. You are an encourager. You are a pillar. You are a pillar. Look at people who are not. Look at Scaffold. Scaffold went and sold their own. And they put portion away. And they say, you want to show off? No, Scaffold, they show off. You know, you never see pillar, but you see Scaffold all over the place, you know. He show off. Say, we also have sold our own. And here is the money. Say, are you sure? Acts chapter 5. Ananias and Sapphira. Say, are you sure? I say, yes. Say, Peter say, why it remains to us? Is it not your own? It's your own. You don't have to give it to God. You don't need to. Why do you have to put some aside and come and lie before the Spirit of God? Not lying to man, but the Spirit of God. Say, shall I judge you now? The man fell down and died. You're not supposed to die. Because scaffold never lasts. They got broken down. You shall not be a scaffold. I said, you shall not be a scaffold. In the name of Jesus. 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 They are burden bearers. Remember also the story of Aaron and Hur. Remember the story of Aaron and Hur. Burden bearers, they help to bear burden. What do you do to your pastor? Do you stone them or do you help them? Do you help bear their burden or do you criticize them? What's your ministry in their lives? Do you bring them down or you stand them up? We told that there was a war between the Amalekites and the Israelites. And Moses said to Joshua, you go fight the battle and I'll stay on the rock. I want to hear God. I want to hear God. I'll stay on the rock to hear what God is saying. But you see, Moses will lift up his hand into the air. And the Bible says, as long as Moses' hands are up, they'll be having victory over the Amalekites. But if Moses gets tired and he has come down, the Amalekites will be having victory over the Israelites. So, two people we are watching, they walked and they saw that was the pattern. Aaron and Hur. Aaron was the high priest. Hur was an elder. The Bible says they chose to move up to Moses. They moved up to Moses. When Moses was on the mountain, they moved to Moses. And each took a stone and sat at both sides of Moses and put Moses' hands on their head so that Moses' hand will have a place to rest, but it's still lifted up. Praise the Lord. Has a place to rest, but still lifted up. So, and as long as his hands were lifted up, they had the victory and they conquered the Amalekites. Amen. So, what do we do? Are you a pillar? Pillars are burden bearers. Burden bearers. They are there to bear burden with the man of God, with the pastors. They are there to bear the burden, to share the burden with the man of God, not to criticize him. I say, he's not anointed. He's anointed. It's you that is not in the anointed. Very, very anointed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To help bear their burden, to lift their hands so we can win the battle. Because the Bible says, strike the shepherd, then the sheep will scatter. The enemy is not after you. The enemy is after the pastor. Because if you get the pastor, he has gotten you. Praise the Lord. How many churches have scattered because the pastor committed error? No, I mean, you all know. So many churches even in this nation have scattered because the pastor was found in error. If you get the shepherd, the sheep will go. So you should understand that. So pastors are under severe attack. So it's no good for congregation to attack him also. It will be dangerous. When your pastor is under an attack from the pit of hell, because he wouldn't like you preaching to people to save them, to get them out of where they are. He doesn't like it. He wants to have them in bondage. And we are trying to liberate them. He's not happy. So he's first of all under attack. Then congregation are also after him, criticizing the man of things. He said, no, you must be a pillar. Come on, say, I must be a pillar. Come on, say, I must be a pillar. Come on, say, I must be a pillar. Because pillars are burden bearers. They help bear the burden. They help bear the burden. They went and supported Moses' hand. And Moses had the victory. He had the victory over the enemy. As long as we are together, as long as we are one, as long as we see things with the same eye, as long as we are pursuing the same vision, we shall have the victory over the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come and say, I'm a pillar. Come and say, I'm a pillar. Come and say, I'm a pillar. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What we're saying, pillars flourish. Pillars are established, well planted. Pillars tower high. They don't just remain, they are not dwarfed. They tower high. Tower high into the atmosphere. Glory be to God. And remain fresh all the time. Whether in adversity or in good times, they remain fresh. You shall always be flourishing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But they bear fruit constantly. Even in old days, they'll still be bearing fruit. You shall be fruit bearing. You shall be fruit bearing. So shall be one through you. In the name of Jesus. They remain continually anointed. That's satisfied. Continually, he said, thou shalt anoint my head with fresh oil. And I shall see my desire upon my enemies. They are anointed always. Anointed afresh. They carry fresh oil. Never stale. Fresh oil. Because they are pillars abiding. You don't you see the difference? You know, how did Joshua get the leadership of Israel? It was a pillar. The Bible says, when God came down, Joshua will remain in the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. Even when Moses had left, Joshua will still be there, lingering around God's presence. Glory be to God. Joshua was a man that supported Moses. Joshua was so jealous of Moses that even one day, prophets that we are, people, elders were called to come, 70 elders were come to come for the laying of hand impartation. Some of them didn't come, but they were in their houses prophesying. Joshua said, man of God, Moses, look at those people. They didn't come here, but they are prophesying. Shall I go after them? Someone said, no. I wish all Israelites can even prophesy. Praise the Lord. He loved the master. He loved Moses. No wonder when Moses was going to be taken away, there's none that qualified but Joshua. He was not the most senior. Aaron was there. Other people were there, but he picked Joshua. Because Joshua was a pillar. You shall be a pillar. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pillars are always anointed. They carry fresh oil all the time. Fresh oil all the time. Glory be to God. They are the manifestation of the glory of God. They exhibit his faithfulness. That's what the Bible says. So those are the sevenfold blessings of a pillar. And may you be one in the name of Jesus. Let's go. Let's rise up on our feet as we close this service.
We know that you have been blessed by this message. For more information on how to get more messages, visit our website at salemeurope.org. We believe in Salem that God is healing, saving, and making many mighty. See you there.